Track 8, The North Shaft.
Where we're standing here now is the North Shaft, which was called, which is other termed as the intake shaft, where the fresh air was pulled into the mine with the mine fan, and then it travelled through all the roadways of the mine, getting rid of the dust and the gas, and then it came up the south shaft or the upcast shaft and into atmosphere. There was a big huge fan. It is about I think it's about 12 foot in diameter, a fan, and electric fan, and it worked 24/7, 365 days of the year.
Water stored in a reservoir now hidden by the trees beyond the shaft was also employed to tackle the dust, and as Mike recalls, another serious situation.
And I always remember Wales were playing up in Scotland rugby, and we heard it on the car radio coming home that they had a serious underground fire in the south, down the south shaft, and that was the beginning, the end for the colliery, really. It went on for about 4 years after, but the reserves of the coal was down in the area that where the fire was.
It took nearly a week to fill the mine with water, initially from the reservoir and then the stream below, and it was only once all the air had been removed could the fire be deemed extinguished. With the fire occurring in the most profitable section of the mine, it changed the fate of both this and nearby Taffmerthyr Colliery, as Mike recalls.
The mines inspectors wouldn't allow them to re-enter that area again. It wasn't worth loss of life or anything, you know, because it was such a serious fire. They could pinpoint where the fire was, but they couldn't get within a quarter of a mile of it because the steel arches were melting. They were buckling under the heat, you know, and that was about, not a quarter of a mile, sorry, I would say about 200-300 metres from the source of the fire. And that was the end of, you know, that was the downward slope of Ogilvy Colliery and that fire. In the south pit, or we called the south pit, we were working towards Taffmerthyr Colliery because the plans were, if that fire hadn't happened, they were going to close Taffmerthyr Colliery because Taffmerthyr didn't have any tip-in space like we had acres of it here. I say we, Ogilvy Colliery, had it. Acres of tipping space up here, but when this fire came then, it gave Taffmerthyr a reprieve, and Taffmerthyr went on then for another 15 years afterwards.
As you make your way to stop 9, have a think about how you would transport all the waste material high up onto the mountainside.
Head along the path immediately to the left of the bench and over a small wooden bridge. Listen to track 9 on the other side of the half-buried black winding wheel, looking back towards the lake. Do take care walking round the wheel, as it is set in a hollow.